10, the Lord says that the thief, meaning Satan, comes to do nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy, and to tear life down. But Jesus has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I want you to know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, loves you, and you need to press into him and grab a hold of him. Remember, this is just a test of our system, but while we're testing it, I think it's important that I say to you that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he wants to be active in your life every day. You know, Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." What that means is, why can we rejoice and be glad that this is the day that the Lord has made? Because what that means is it's his declaration and promise to each and every one of us that no matter what happens in a day, God will help us. He will provide for us, and he'll help you through any situation you got going on. The Bible says, according to Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. You know, the amazing thing is that if we must do all things, or we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, that also means that we can't do anything to the full capacity of what should be done without Christ. And so I want you to know that we love you. We believe in you. Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'm telling you that we are just running a test right now. But if we're going to be testing and we're on live stream, I always want to be directing people to Jesus Christ. If you're having the hardest day of your life, call out to Jesus today. If you're having the best day of your life, call out to Jesus, because he came to give us life and life more abundantly. And that means that you're not just going to live a little bit of life, but with Jesus, you're going to live the full portion that God has for you. It is the will of God for every person on the face of the earth to be saved. And he also wants you to know this, that God knows the thoughts he has for us, good thoughts, not of evil, to give you a hope and a future and help you in life. Do you know that God has never had one bad thought of you? Man, I wish I could say that for people, but we can't. But for Jesus, I want you to know that he has never had one bad thought of you. He loves you. Let's grab a hold of him, and let's build a future that our Father in heaven is a part of. God bless you. See you soon.